Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming on Thursday, November 19th. It'll be broadcast live from Superior Livestock's office and studios and seen on Dish Network, channel 997, that's SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise will start at 7:30, and the video auction starts 8 a.m. Central Time with 27,200 head, 5,200 yearling steers, 3,400 yearling heifers, over 14,000 weaned calves, and 2,300 beef dairy crosses as well. Now, if you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit the website SuperiorLivestock.com or give Superior a call at 800-422-2117. Thursday, November 19th, 8 a.m., folks, Superior Livestock's been delivering dependable for over 30 years. Check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, the futures market today in the cattle were quite a bit weaker. We really sold off in the last handful of minutes here, but the November feeder cattle, which expire tomorrow, were down 42 at 136.95. It's about 12 off of the low earlier in the day. But January really got hit, down $2.90 at 136.82. The Marches were down 257 at 136.60. April's 245 lower, and May's about 230 lower. So the feeder cattle market was the weakest of the cattle's. Live cattle were down 87 in Dece at 110.45. The Feb's down 65 at 112.92. The April lives down 70 at 1-16.55. So quite a disappointing trade there. There was some 110 trade noted yesterday in Texas, and then today 110 in Kansas. So that was a little bit of an uplifting trade. The kill today was 119,000, where last week we were 115. Now, last week we had the holiday, so that was a little bit different there. Box beef yesterday was up over $6 on choice. Today on choice at midday was up $1.81 at 235.53. Select was up 33 cents at 214.29. Choice Select spreads $21.24. So that has been widening out.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is the trusted voice of the Oklahoma cattle industry. Executive Vice President Michael Kelsey says they'll have a strong presence at the state capitol this year.
OCA is an organization working for cattle producers. So if there's an issue that's touching their business, then we're going to be involved in it. We're going to make an effort to be at the table to advocate on their behalf.
Find out what's going on at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association by following them on Facebook or go to their website, www.okcattlemen.org.
The grain futures market generally higher across the board, even though it did get weaker throughout the day. We still closed higher. The Kansas City wheat was up about 5 cents, with July up 4.5 at 576, and that was only a penny off the high. Beans were up at 3 to 4 cents, and they were almost 17 or 18 cents higher at one point. So they settled back off their high and kind of lost that initial push or surge early in the morning. But we're still 3 to 5 cents higher, and then the corn was up 3 to 4 cents. So across the board, a little bit of strength. This time of year, we start to worry about what's going on down in South America with their crop. It's been somewhat dry in the bigger growing regions. And then also kind of hopeful that China would come back in and buy some more grain from us here in the United States. They've really been slow the last two weeks. And so that's been disappointing for the Chinese buying. But this time of year, it does start to shift more towards South America. And today's cotton futures up 51 at 69.62 in December. December winds down next week, so we'll really start to watch the March. March of 21, cotton is 71.74, up 44. Currently, the equity markets are under a little bit of pressure here. The Dow's down about 68 at 29,653. S&P's down about 10 points at 35.88.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.